Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. For Californians, it's big news. The legislature raised the price of a gallon of gas by 12 cents, bringing the total state tax to 37 cents. Add this to the federal, and that's 18 cents, bringing you to 56 cents per gallon. The newspapers proudly report that Governor Jerry Brown says the tax hike will only cost drivers as much as $10 per month and will be offset by new, shiny repaired roads. Most people should be skeptical about whether or not this money goes to roads and bridges. Looking at the 2014-15 budget, under Brown's rule, the state has increased its overall spending over $252 billion, a whopping 16% increase. Yet we have never heard the governor once complain about government waste. What does that mean to you? Well, it means that he is more interested in taking the money out of your pocket than making sure he spends tax dollars wisely. He is a tax-and-spend sort of Democrat, the sort of person that our country voted to reject last year. As the rest of the nation moves on toward brighter economic and social futures, California is tone-deaf to the change, instead focused on doubling down on debt, issuing new sorts of government cheese to this group and that, and not having a care in the world about the crumbling state economy. And before you tell me to wait and see if Governor Brown uses the money to fix the roads, the Los Angeles Daily News reports that the Assembly Constitutional Amendment 5, which has strong language protecting the direction of these funds, has a quiet clause that allows for any and all edits to be made, quote, as those sections read on January 1st, 2018, unquote. The tax and spending, the dishonesty, is going to cost our state dearly. It seems like whenever I log into Facebook, I will see an acquaintance who is leaving for greener pastures. I have customers who have been leaving over the last few years as well. While those examples are anecdotal, and take them as you will, it just makes sense that you can only poke, prod, and gouge people for so long. While Brown assures us the new cost will be less than $10 a month, that money is very important to folks on a budget. There is a great organization. It's called the Tax Foundation. And every year they publish a study of the top 10 and worst 10 states in which to do business. They rank the states in terms of best income tax, corporate tax, and sales tax. If you're struggling to find work in this state, then I suggest you check it out. States like Wyoming, Texas, and Nevada, they're hungry for some of the golden goose that California has strangled.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.